Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. It's really a pleasure to be here again to continue on the topic, Consider Jesus. Hebrews 12:3 said, "For consider him that endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds." So we continue to consider what Christ has gone through for us. He was rebuked by his closest disciple. And we read Mark 8:31 to 33. "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and he killed and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." So we see his closest disciple, Peter was one of his closest disciples, rebuked Jesus for saying that he was going to suffer and die. Can you imagine what Jesus said to him? "Get thee behind me, Satan." Satan was there influencing Peter to speak like this. "You don't have the things of God in your mind." That's what Christ was saying to Peter. And when we don't have the things of God in our minds, then we will think all sorts of things contrary to the will of God. But let us have that mindset. Let us feed on the word of God and have the word of God in us so that we can know how to respond in certain situations. He was despised by the religious leaders. And we are going to go through a lot of scripture here to see how many times he was opposed and despised and hated by the religious people. Religious people who were proclaiming that God was their father but had no relationship with the God of the Bible. Mark 2 verse 16 and 17. Mark 2, 16 and 17 said, "And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So we see here where they're always finding fault with Jesus. Everything that he did, they would find fault. Can you imagine living in that environment, going around those people? But still, Jesus did not stop going into the synagogue. He still went to church. He would still go among them, even though they were there opposing him. And this is showing us also when we are face opposition and the Lord have a work for us to do at a certain place, don't let opposition stop us. Jesus didn't let opposition stop him. Let us consider what he has gone through, but he had his mind set on the mission. So let us have our mind set on the mission also. And no matter what opposition come, let us continue to do the work of the Lord. Mark 2:24-28. And the word of God said, "And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?" So the disciples in the earlier verse had plucked the ear of corn and had eaten on the Sabbath day. And he said unto them, "Have you never read what David did when he had need and was an hunger, he and they that were with him? How he went to the house of God in the day of Abiathar the high priest and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." So they were accusing Jesus of breaking the Sabbath. And Jesus himself was there. Jesus, the God-man, was there. He is the Lord of everything, and he is the Lord of the Sabbath. So we see all that Jesus has gone through. He was despised by the religious leaders. They were just looking for something to pick at Jesus with, and they were always opposing him. So let us know that we are going to find people who are going to come and try to get at us, but let us not take our eyes off the mission. We are called, and let us know our calling and walk in it. Mark 3, verse 1 through 4. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man which had a withered hand, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. You see what's happening here? They were watching Jesus. Their eyes were on him. Everywhere he goes, he was being watched. And many times we are in places where we are being watched as well. But let us not forget. Let us consider what Christ has gone through for us. Let us reflect on what he has gone through. So they were there looking and watching whether he would heal the man on the Sabbath day to accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto them, is it lawful to do good on a Sabbath day, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. They held their peace. They could not say anything. So they had to just allow Jesus to do what he had to do. Let us, people of God, let us allow the word of God to lead us and to guide us, and let us not be distracted by folks who are not really of Jesus. For if they were of him, they would not despise his people. So let us come to understand that Jesus himself was despised by the religious people. Mark 3, 22 through 27. Mark 3, 22 through 27. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casted out he devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So Jesus was just showing them and telling them that if he was of the devil, he couldn't be doing what he was doing. But they were there always, always accusing him, always despising him, hating him without a cause, and slandering his name. So we see that he was despised by the religious leaders. And if we are truly children of God, if we are truly Christ-like, we are going to be despised by religious people. Religious people not going to like us because they did not love Jesus. So we have to arm ourselves. We have to have that same mindset like Jesus. No matter what comes, we are going to go through, and we are going to face what is to come, knowing that Jesus is on our side, and we are able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask or think through the mighty power of God. Mark 7, verse 1 through 6. So we continue to see where he was despised by the religious leaders. Mark 7, verse 1 through 6. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they were come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have perceived to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk thy disciples according to the tradition? Why walk not the disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And look at Jesus' response here. He answered and said unto them, well, has Isaiah, that means Isaiah the prophet, prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So Jesus was here saying to them, you honor me with your lips, but your heart, you honor God with your lips, but your heart far from him. So it is showing that they were more concerned about the outward man, about the outward appearance, than the state and the condition of their hearts. So let us not be like these religious rulers, but let us know that our hearts are inclined towards Jesus. And let us not go around despising God's people, but let us come to that place of understanding that God has called us, each and every one of us, as individuals, have unique callings. And as he has called us, let us go forth and fulfill the mission that he has given us. Let us not be distracted by those that are not going anywhere, but let us know what Christ has called us to do and remember that he himself was rejected. He himself was insulted. He was despised. He was hated without a cause, but he never took his eyes off his mission. He continued to do what the Father has called him to do, and we must go forth and do what Christ has called us to do. Mark 8, verse 11 and 12. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. So we see where he was being tempted, and we know that he's our faithful high priest who has been tempted in all the areas that we go through, but yet he could not sin. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, verse 12, and said, why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. So we see here, Jesus sighed and Jesus spoke to them and said, why does this generation seek after a sign? Why do you have to see to believe? So we have to come to understand that there are many out there that are going on, not taking heed to the word of God, but going around looking for signs like the scribes and Pharisees. So let us consider what Christ has gone through for us, and let us arm ourselves with the same mind to suffer, to go through persecution, and know that if we don't give up, we shall reap. We're going to turn to Mark chapter 10. We continue to look on how he was despised by the religious leaders. Mark 10, verse 2 to 5. Mark 10, verse 2 to 5. And he arose, Mark 10, verse 2 to 5. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you that precept. So they were there coming and trying to trap Jesus and testing him about the law of divorce. So Jesus was saying, it's because of the hardness of your heart. That is why God told Moses to write a bill of divorcement, because of your hardness of your heart. You did not want to change. You did not want to do the right thing. From the beginning, it was not so, because God, whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So we see here in every era, they try to trap Jesus. They try to test him, but he passed every test. Let us continue to ask the Lord to help us to pass the tests that are coming to us. We will be tempted, but he is able to prepare a way for us to escape. He is faithful and just to prepare that way for us to escape. So we continue to look on how he was despised by the religious leaders. Mark 11, verse 18. Mark 11:18 said, and the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because of the people. All the people was astonished at his doctrine. So we see they've always seeking a way how they might destroy Jesus. Verse 27 through 28 of Mark 11. Mark 11, 27 through 28. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priest and the scribes and the elders. And they say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave us this authority to do these things? So you see, they keep coming at Jesus. Every turn Jesus turned, they were at him, trying to test him, trying to do all manner of evil, say all manner of evil against him. But Jesus stood his ground. Jesus was not afraid. Jesus was courageous. Jesus knew his mission and would not allow anyone to distract him. So let us have that same mindset to go forth and to do what Jesus has called us to do. Let us consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. We don't want to become weary and we don't want to give up, but we have to trust in Jesus that he is with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the earth. So I thank God today for his mighty power. I thank God for the Holy Spirit presence with us and that we are not alone. I'm going to do one more from he was despised by the religious leader. One more word here from Mark 12, 12 through 17. From Mark 12, 12 through 17. And the Bible said, and they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him and went their way. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why tempt ye me? Why are you testing me? That's what Jesus asked them. Bring me a penny that I may see it. And they brought it. And he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answered and said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. So we see here where they keep trying to test Jesus. They came and they said unto him, shall we give tribute to Caesar? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus gave them the right response. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. So they had nothing more to say. They marveled at him. The Bible said they marveled at him. Let us allow the world to marvel at us when we allow the Holy Spirit to give us the right response when we are tested, when we are tried. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, give me the right response so I will marvel them. They will not go forth troubling me at all times, but they will come to understand that I bear the mark of Christ. So let us remember what Christ has gone through for us, and let us not become weary in well doing. Let us not become weary, for if we don't give up, we shall surely reap. We're going on to see, to consider Jesus, what he has gone through for us. The Bible said He was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. So he agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane for us. He agonized before his crucifixion. He was weighted down with our sin, even from the Garden of Gethsemane. We are going to read Mark 14, 32 through 40. Mark 14, 32 through 40. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit ye here while I shall pray." And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and said unto them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will." And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and said unto Peter, "Simon, sleepest thou? Could not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest he entered into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, and spake the same word. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither was they want to answer him. So we see where he had agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he did it all for us. He went through all of that just for us. So let us consider Jesus. Let us reflect on what he has gone through for us, so that we will not give up, we will not become weary and faint in our minds. He was betrayed by one of his disciples. He was betrayed by one of his disciples. Mark 14, 42 through 49. Mark 14, 42 through 49. "Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayed me is at hand." And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely." And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and said, "Master, Master," and he kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ears. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Are you come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scripture must be fulfilled." And we see here where the scripture was fulfilled that Judas, the son of perdition, would betray Jesus. So he was betrayed by one of his own disciples. Can you imagine? He was following Jesus all the way, but the enemy, the devil, had entered into him, and he betrayed the only begotten Son of God. So we see here where we will be betrayed as well. People of God, we will be betrayed by people who are close to us. So let us consider Jesus, that one of his followers, close followers, betrayed him. So we also must consider that these things also will happen to us. So let us not be surprised when all these things, when fiery trials come upon us. Let us not be surprised. And let us not faint in our minds, because Jesus Christ has gone through all of that for us. The Bible said that he endured the cross. He despised the shame for us. He disregarded the shame for us. For the joy that was set before him, he despised the shame. So we know that we also have a joy that is set before us, because he's coming back for us. He has prepared that place for us. And we will be with him one day in glory. So because of that, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not ashamed to proclaim that he is Lord of all. He is God and he is great and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. So we bless God for who he is. And we pray that we will go forth with the mindset that others will come against us. People will betray us. People will treat us badly. People will insult us and reject us. But in all of this, let us remember who we are in Christ Jesus. And let us remember that we are not alone. We have the blessed Comforter with us to aid us in our times of distress. He was mocked, jeered, and ridiculed. Consider Jesus. He was mocked. He was jeered. He was ridiculed. Mark 14, verse 65 said, "And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands." So we see where he was mocked, he was jeered, he was ridiculed. Mark 15, 16 through 20 says, "And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band." So the whole band of soldiers came against him, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and bowing their knees, worship him. So we see where they mocked and jeered and ridiculed him. And verse 20, "And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on and led him out to crucify him." So we see all that he has gone through for us. He was mocked, he was jeered, spat upon. Can you imagine being in that condition where we are being treated like that? But the word of God tells us that our Savior Jesus Christ, our great high priest, went through all of that for us. And the word of God tells us that he is touched with what we go through. He's moved with what we go through. He's moved with the feelings of our infirmities, because he was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So we have a great and faithful and merciful high priest who is touched with what we go through. So we see where he was mocked and jeered and ridiculed for us, and he bore it all for us. He bore it all for us. He bore the shame and the pain for us. He was denied by his closest disciple. Peter was one of his closest disciples, and he was denied by Peter. So we stop there for today, and we'll continue next week. God's willing. God bless you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
This is